Hi, this is Mariel, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And you are just listening to The Beginning by Magdalena Bay. And this week, it's just me, but I'm going to be playing music from performers who are going to be at Coachella. So this next hour is what I'm going to call Mariella. Yeah. So up next is Venus as a Boy by Bjork. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Heart of Glass by Blondie. And I guess, like, Blondie, I was, like, surprised to see that she was performing at Coachella, but it's kind of exciting. Yeah. So my thoughts on Coachella. I think Coachella is a little bit silly, just because everything is, like, actually so expensive. And I know, like, in general, like, music festivals, like, tend to be expensive, but, like, I saw someone on, like, TikTok say that they, like, spent, like, $20 on this, like, box of noodles, and it was so funny because they were trying to, like, enjoy it so much because they spent, like, so much money on it, but it was literally just, like, stir-fried noodles with, like, QP mayo on top. I was like, that doesn't even look, I wouldn't even pay, like, $10 for that, but I guess since, like, they're in the desert, that's, like, all they have. Oh, and another person I saw paid like $800 to be able to park at Coachella and set up a tent there, and like, I don't know, that just seems insane to me. So I'm like semi jealous of the people who got to go to Coachella this year, but also like, it just, I don't think it would ever be worth it to me unless like I become this big influencer and like some company flies me out. So that's my opinion on Coachella, if anyone was curious. But would have liked to see Blondie. That's cool. And it's cool that you can, like, see a bunch of your, like, favorite artists. Because, like, they do get, like, a lot of, like, big names. As we'll talk about later on. But another big name is Gorillaz. And the next song I'm going to play is Feel Good, Inc.
Oh, travel. And I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, though, I can't move on. I can't move on.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Baby Doll by Dominic Fike and Kill This Love by Blackpink. I meant to do a little transition in between those songs, but I wasn't really paying attention. So if you got, it was a little bit of an abrupt transition from Baby Doll to Kill This Love by Blackpink. But yeah, so Blackpink was like the headliner, I think, like the second night of Coachella. And I think they did like a really good job, at least from what I've seen on TikTok. It's just like, they're actually really crazy. Like how, like, I don't know, in sync. I don't know. They just make like dancing look really easy and effortless, but like, I don't know. Well, they're also like so in sync with each other. It's like kind of crazy. Yeah. And it's interesting that like, all four members, like, they each, like, it seems like it's pretty equal. I know, like, with some K-pop groups, like, Fame, at least there's, like, one more popular, like, person. And there probably is, like, with Blackpink, too. But it feels like they each, like, get to do their own, like, projects, which I think is cool. Yeah, but, like, if you know Blackpink, I feel like you know all four, or maybe it's just because there's four of them, you know, like some K-pop girl groups, like there's like 10 of them, so you're like, I don't know how I'm supposed to remember like all of them. Yeah. But I feel like seeing them in person would have been really cool. Seems like yeah, that's my thoughts on that. Someone else I thought would have been really fun to see too, which I'm going to play up next, is 1999 by Charlie XCX with Troye Sivan. And Charlie XCX was the one performing, but she brought on Troye Sivan, which I thought was cool. So yeah, that's coming up.
Go back to where we came from, and playing guitar on the roof, kitchen up on the Yeah, 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 yeah. Tú dices que no me atrevo. Si supieras que yo ando a fuego. Dime que tú juegues y yo lo juego. No lo dejemos pa' luego, no. Que la luz ya se fue. Saber si usted quiere lo mismo que yo. Dime pa' dónde vamos después de la playa. Si no secamos, yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo nos mojamos. Pero en mi cama te voy a dar tabla de surfear, yeah. Dime pa' dónde vamos después de la playa. Si no secamos, yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo nos mojamos. Pero en mi cama te voy a dar tabla de surfear, bebé.
Dime, ¿vamos para el mambo o no vamos para el mambo? Tú me dices, mami. ¡Zumba! ¿Qué? ¡Ey! 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 Hoy sí que sí. ¡Ey! Dime, ¿pa' dónde vamos después de la playa? Si nos secamos, yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo nos mojamos. Pero en mi cama te voy a dar tabla de surfear, bebé. Mami, tú vives lejos, pero como quiera yo voy a buscarte, porque tú estás buena y te lo mereces. Al frente del mar es que yo quiero darte, pa' que se pongan contentos todos los peces. Y tú estás moja, yo estoy ready pa' solviarte. Tranquila que yo sé que te a veces. La otra vez en la playa te emborrachaste y pediste que te borracho bailando en la playa, sintiendo el calor, sintiendo el calor. Tú llevas rato mirando y mirando, pégate mejor, pégate mejor. De esa chapa se habla en toda la barbería y en el colmadón, y en el colmadón. Ey, tú no, yo sé que es Romeo y yo le voy a hacer como don, le voy a hacer como don. Salí con tu mujer. Ya Dios me perdonó, falta tú. ¿Qué? Estoy borracho, borracho. ¿Qué tú dices, Beto? No le voy a bajar, ¿ok? No le voy a eso, no le voy a eso. Cabrón, ¿quién es? Que está cogiendo cerveza, neverita. ¿Tú, anda con nosotros? Ah, ok, dale.
Ya yo necesito otro beso, uno de esos que tú me das. Estás lejos de ti el infierno, está cerca de ti en mi paz. Y es que amo siempre que llegas. Y yo odio cuando te vas. Yo me voy contigo a matar. No me dejes sola, ¿pa' dónde vas? ¿A dónde vas?
Ven pa' acá.
¿A dónde vas?
Yeah. Oh, oh. Si me bailas me lo das todo. Estamos solos y se quita todo.
Mis sentimientos no caben en esta pluma. Ey, ¿cómo decirte? Tú eres el exponente infinito, la X y la suma. Te queda pequeña en la luna. Porque te leo, tú eres la persona más cerca de mí. Si mi ser se va a apagar, solo te aviso a ti. Siento que hubo otra vida, de tu agua bebí, conocerte debí.
Lo mejor que tengo es el amor que me y melón y a domingo a la ciudad. Si tú me esperas, el tiempo puedo doblar, el cielo puedo amarrar y darte la entera.
Yo quiero que me otro beso, uno de esos que tú me das. Estar lejos de ti es el infierno, estar cerca de ti es mi paz. Es que amo siempre que llegas y odio cuando te vas. Yo me voy contigo a matar, no me dejes a la paz.
Te fueran a echar por fumar y bailas como sé que se movería un dios al bailar. Y besas como que siempre hubiera sabido besar. Y nadie a ti te tuvo que enseñar. Lo mejor que tengo es el amor que me das. Huele a tabaco y melón y a domingo en la ciudad.
Y si tú me esperas, puedo doblar, y si lo puedo amarrar y dártelo entero.
Ya yo necesito otro beso,
uno de esos que tú me das.
Estar lejos de ti es el infierno,
estar cerca de ti es mi paz.
Y es que amo siempre que llegas y odio cuando te vas. Yo me voy contigo a matar, no me des a la paz.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Despues de la Playa by Bad Bunny and Beso by Rosalia and Raw Alejandro. Yeah. Both, I guess they were headliners. Yeah, both were. I don't really know actually how it works. But they're, you know, big names and I think they both did great. Bad Bunny is, I think, like the controversy with him right now, I think. At least is that he might be dating Kendall Jenner, which I don't know. Yeah, which is interesting. I don't know if I ship that, but yeah. Now I will read a PSA or two PSAs. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select arts, sciences, and engineering, then other, and then put WMFO, or you can just write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Yeah, thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Yeah, so go do that. If you were thinking like, oh, I should have bought a Coachella ticket, but you didn't go to Coachella, you could take that same money and donate it to WMFO. Yeah. And get merch, which is actually really cute. So I have a WMFO shirt that is it's a good one. And then for the second PSA, if you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged for hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? And this is a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I picked that PSA because Coachella is very wasteful. I think the amount of energy they use, well, obviously, because they're set up in a desert, right? And then they have to create so much sound stages and stuff like that. That'll just be taken down after 2 weeks. And also so yeah, another green tip to if you feel bad about how much energy Coachella is wasting. I guess by not going, one, you're not being as wasteful with your energy, and by getting rechargeable batteries, you'll be extra green and help out. So up next is After the Storm by Kali Uchis, featuring Tyler the Creator and Bootsy Collins. I really like Kali Uchis, and I think her Coachella set, like, from what I saw, is like probably the one I'm like most jealous of not seeing, because I don't know, her set was like really crazy, and I don't know, she just like, I feel like she killed it. And she brought out she brought Tyler Creator for either this song or a different song that they did together. And I think she also brought out someone else, but it's not coming to me right now. So instead of trying to think of who it was and talking, I'll just play After the Storm, which I really love the song too.
Comes back to you, so you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Maybe. never felt so alone, felt so alone, alone.
I could never be more alone than when I ain't got you here.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Intimidated by Kay Trinata, featuring her, and Never Felt So Alone by Labyrinth. And Labyrinth actually brought out Billie Eilish for this song, so that's the main reason I wanted to play it. And for my last song, it's going to be... I thought it was only fitting to do a Frank Ocean song. It's going to be Pink and White, because the big controversy of Coachella, I feel like this, for this year at least, there's probably other controversies with Coachella, but the big one that happened recently is Frank Ocean, who I feel like was a really big get for them. Because he hasn't performed in 6 years, so this was supposed to be like a really big thing. Like, people are waiting, like camping out to get good seats for him. And like, I think like when Coachella opened, like everyone was like running to go wait for his set that wasn't even gonna happen until like later in the night, like during the day. And I'm pretty sure probably people bought like Coachella tickets probably for him because he like never performs. But it was kind of a mess. He came, I think, like an hour late, and he only sang like 3 songs. So like the big thing is like he shouldn't have performed. Like, he probably wasn't ready to perform. It's like, I feel bad because... I don't know, like, it's like artists don't owe like the audience like a specific performance, but like coming out late and like not really, I don't know. It's also, I think, there was supposed to be like a certain like set, like apparently there's supposed to be like an ice rink there, that was at Coachella in the desert, which I don't know, I feel like that was a bad idea to start. Apparently the like initial set was like, there's going to be an ice rink and ice skaters everywhere. But apparently, allegedly, Frank Ocean decided like a couple of days before to like completely scrap that. So then it became more of like a studio like looking stage. But like they had to melt the ice rink like days before or something like that, which is why like he came late. Apparently, so yeah, it just seems like a mess. I feel like he probably wanted to pull out but like just couldn't, but I don't know. I think it's definitely like, I feel like that's the biggest one where it would like really suck, especially if you came here to see him and you'd like paid that much money and then you like waited the whole day for him to like come late, not really sing that many songs, and then like leave early. But his music's still good. To finish off my WMFO Coachella 2023, I'm gonna play some Frank Ocean. And this is Mariel, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Yeah, enjoy.
Time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me.
It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me, you were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me, showed. You showed me love.
I am sitting.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding.
Thank you. Ooh, that was fun. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm in stereo.